How do? How are you folks today? Excuse me, I've got a sore throat. This has been the screwiest year for me personally. I hope that it's been a good one for you. I mean, I shouldn't be complaining. I'm sorry.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
All right, here's the rabbit to get us going.
Well, I'm the type of guy who never settles down. Where pretty girls are, you know that I'm around. My kisses and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I love them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, yeah, I'm the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Wherever I go, my love, and Mary on my right. When Janie is the girl that I'll be with tonight. When you ask me which one I love the best, I tear on my shirt and show my rosy on my chest. But I'm the Wanderer. Of iron and I'm going nowhere. I'm the type of guy who likes to run around. Whenever in one place, I roam from town to town. And then I find myself a fallen lost girl. When I'm riding the car of mine and driving around the world, you know I'm the Wanderer. Yeah, I'm the Wanderer. Of iron and I'm going nowhere. I'm the kind of guy who likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. And I find myself a fallen lost girl. I'm riding that car of mine and driving around the world. I'm the Wanderer. Yeah, I'm the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. I'm the Wanderer. They call me the Wanderer.
There go Eddie Rabbit. He redid this song. The original was well over 30 years ago by Dion and the Belmonts. Now, Eddie was born in Brooklyn, and he was raised in that old western town of East Orange, New Jersey. And the song, The Wanderer, he did that. Willard, you gave what you thought was a pretty good idea to him a few years ago.
Yeah, hi, fans. Willard, W. Willard. I told the rabbit, I said, get your high school picture of a little tiny bunny and put on your shirt, and you can tell everybody you're Hugh Hefner.
Did you? What did he say?
Well, he started talking about my mother, so I got off the idea.
Good thinking. Here we go with Shenandoah, and I Want to Be Loved Like That.
Natalie would give her heart to James Dean. The high school rebel and the teenage queen. Standing together in an angry world. One boy fighting for one girl. I wanna be loved like that. I wanna be loved like that. I promise you can't take back. If you're gonna love me, I wanna that.
Love like that. Always they compare it to one of the love stories in the movies, and believe me, friends, some of those love stories happen only in the movies, I must tell you. Coming up next, one you're going to like. It's really taken off. Well-written song, and it deals with, I guess, a lot of the problems that a problem that a lot of people have, and that is divorce and kids spending a little time with their stepdad or as the boyfriend of the mother or whatever the case may be. Up next, two famous names, Helen Keller, a spirit shut in a prison of deafness and blindness, and Anne Sullivan, product of a bleak and bitter childhood, who became the teacher who set Helen Keller free. Remarkable women establishing incredible goals and realizing them through perseverance. Today's military women start from a higher base. Now, there are no unskilled jobs for service women. All must be at least high school graduates. All must be healthy. What marvelous goals exist for advantaged women? Keep in mind, the military encourages and salutes them. The service woman sets her goals high and pursues them zealously. For she is woman, and she can do anything. Thank you, Helen Reddy. All right. Did you ever see the movie? They had a remake of it, The Miracle Worker. I think it came out. It's an old black and white movie that was the first big role for Patty Duke. She played the part of Helen Keller, and I believe it was Anne Bancroft who played the part of Anne Sullivan. Anyway, it's a good movie if you get a chance to see it. Here's that song, Doug Supernaw, and I Don't Call Him Daddy. Let's go for three big ones. This is a heck of a song. Listen carefully.
It was 6 in the morning when I made the county line. There's someone I got to talk to. I can't get it off my mind. He is just a kid, and he's in a pretty rough spot. Two dimes to make a phone call. That's about all I've got. How's my boy today? I know it's been 3 weeks, but you know how far I've got to go these days to make ends meet. And how's your mama now with her new living frame? Oh, how I hate the wounds that never seem to mend. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do, 'cause I don't call him Daddy. They're the ones who really play. When mom and dad can't get along and they go their separate ways, in a way I'm glad there's someone there to fill the empty space. Tears of understanding streak down a dirty face. He said, I don't call him daddy, he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do. Cause I don't call him daddy, he can never be like you, be like you. As fast as he can, and I don't get to see him half as much as I had planned. There's so much I need to tell him, so precious little time. A little rain on the window and a little wave goodbye. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. Pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do. Cause I don't call him daddy, he'll never be like you. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, Daddy brought home a photograph from the paper yesterday. Showed a line of wagons moving someplace far away. That picture made my daddy smile, it made my mama cry. Seems like daddy's wagon load of dreams had long since passed her by. But the dream that makes a sparrow fly can make an eagle fall. One that makes a rich man money, it ain't no dream at all. It's a crime, shame to wake up just to find it's all been broken too. Careful what you're dreaming, cause it someday may come true. Talked on all through supper time about the good prospector's life. Couldn't see mama didn't want to be no good prospector's wife. Said we best sail out and go before the weather turns too cold. Maybe buy ourselves an extra horse to carry all their gold. But the dream that makes a sparrow fly can make an eagle fall. One that makes a rich man money, it ain't no dream at all. It's a crime, shame to wake up just to find it's all been broken too. Careful what you're dreaming, cause it someday may come true. Light came to start the morning fire. Wondering if my mama's will cool that man's desire. Inside that stove upon the coals and ash and paper lay was a ghostly line of wagon moving someplace far away. Sparrow fly, we make an ashamed to wake up just to find it's all been broken too. Careful what you're dreaming, 'cause it someday may come true. Oh, be careful what you're dreaming, 'cause it someday may come true.
This dude is good, and he's very commercial. That's the name of the game in today's music. You can be good, well-trained, have the greatest voice in the world, but there's not that X factor, that commercial part of it. You're not going to sell many records. That's a good one. Speaking of people who have the X factor, how about Mr. Garth Brooks right here in the old Bar Association coming at you right now.
If your paycheck depends on the weather and the clock, if your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some situation that you're facing, contact your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Slim dips in your pocket for most things you don't mind, but when your dollar goes to all of those standing in a welfare line, well, rejoice you have a voice if you're concerned about the destination of this great nation. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Since the hard hat, gun rack, aching back, overtaxed flag, waving fun-loving crowd, their heart is in the music, and they love to play it loud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Chapter has a 7-day-a-week available consultation for your frustration. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. We represent the mud flap, six-pack, bear crack, overtaxed flag, and a fun-loving crowd where their heart is in the music, and they love to play it loud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Go join your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Do not delay. Contact today.
I was standing at the counter, I was waiting for the change, when I heard that old familiar music start. It was like a lighted match had been tossed into my soul. It was like a dam had numbed my heart. lost and losing track, so that even if I wanted, I could not find my way back. After driving out the memory of the way things might have been, after I've forgotten all about us, the song remembers when. We were rolling through the Rockies, we were up above the clouds, when a station out of Jackson played that song. And it seemed to fit the moment, and the moment seemed to freeze, when we turned the music up and sang along. Song remembers me. Well, for all the miles between us, and for all the time that's passed, you would think I haven't gotten very far. Just this once, if I stop to wonder how on earth.
And the song remembers when. Up next is Vern Gosdin. You've heard many reasons why people shouldn't drive drunk. And, of course, I can't think of a reason why someone should drive drunk. All are good reasons. Too many innocent people are being injured and killed by intoxicated drivers. But what about people who drive under the influence of medications? It can do just as much harm to another driver as one who's intoxicated as a result of alcohol. Heed warning labels and medications. Avoid driving under the influence of medication the same way you would avoid driving under the influence of alcohol, and for the same good reason. It does keep people alive, all right? Bear that in mind. I don't know if you knew this, a little point of order here. The Spiro Agnew watch, which came out a long time ago, sold retail for $19.95. The Spiro Agnew novelty watch now is worth $400. Can you believe that? Slightly less if Mr. Agnew is attached. So that anyway, here's Vern, and the song is I'm Still Crazy.
Well, I woke up one morning with a note up on my chest. It said, I'm gone for good, you're no longer the best. Never dreamed there'd ever be another me for you, so I just went crazy. There was nothing left to do. Not over you.
think that you could be just a little bit gone. Thought it would be easy, it wouldn't be hard to forget. Little did I know.
God, I hadn't seen the band yet.
Crazy,
but I'm not over you.
Oh, I'm still crazy,
but I'm not over you.
Oh, I'm still crazy,
but I'm not over you.
Oh, I'm still crazy,
but I'm not over you.
Boy, you talk about somebody who'd love to have a hit song once again, that dude right there. His name is Vern Gosden. That goes back. That was a pretty good hit for him. And I'm still crazy. Into part two, this is Clay Walker, Live Until I Die. Good song. Great follow-up to his big hit, What's It to You?
Skipping rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dream. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die.
Clay Walker, the dude's name. I want to live until I die. Here's Steve Warner's follow-up to If I Didn't Love You. Little driving and crying, which is not a good idea at all, especially if you wear mascara. That goes for the ladies, too.
Pick my clothes up. Never look back. At the look on your face. Gotta be someplace I can go to. Help me forget about how much I love you.
There it is, a little driving and a crying.
Yeah, it could be Bobby Allison.
Yes, it could be. It could be Greg Norman, too. What a bad day. Anyway, coming up here in just a moment, a song for you, John Barry, a little song, Kiss Me in the Car. Don't mind if I do. Hey, where did the term midshipman originate? Well, in the early days of the Navy, included 9 and 10-year-old boys whose primary duty was just to carry orders from the officers who were quartered aft to the crewmen quartered in the forecastle. Now, the youngsters were forced to cross amidship several times a day, and somebody said, hey, why don't we call them midshipmen there, shave their head there, and put gum behind their ear? Well, I'm ad-libbing that. Anyway, that's the term. The little guys used to do that, go across the midship. The ship midshipman came along, another interesting term used by the military. All right, here's that song, John Barry, here on this Wednesday. Kiss Me in the Car. After this one, it's Shania Twain.
Let's do that tonight.
Moving a bit slowly, Shania Twain, and You Lay a Whole Lot of Love on Me. Here's our third of three, Sawyer Brown, the boys, and me. Here with Gene Price with you on this Wednesday.
Me and the boys that I knew in school, 30 years old and stubborn as a herd. We get all cleaned up on a Saturday night. We say yes to the girls when they ask if they look alright. Load up the cars and ride around, roll down the windows and we go to town. And we talk too slow, drive too fast, we're high on life. Trying to make the way things are the way things used to be, the boys and me. The phone rings, it's a call the while. In the clothes we wear have finally come back in style. We got some tall tales that we love. They may not be true, but we sure do remember them well. We work hard to have a little fun, pull up our sleeves and get the job done, son. We move slow, drive too fast, we're high on life and we're low on gas. Try to make the way things are the way things used to be. Boys and me.
me.
Right here, Gene Price with you. Coming up next, Rodney Crowell's latest effort, his song. And I got to tell you, the best version of this song, including this one I have ever heard, is by Emmylou Harris. And it was never, to my knowledge, ever released as a single. Well, anyway, Rodney's got a single version of Even Cowgirls Get the Blues coming up next. How many of you folks have ever heard of Dr. Kenneth Ring? Dr. Ring is an expert on near-death experiences. He's interviewed more than 170 people who have clinically died and then have come back to life. Now, according to Dr. Ring, death brings on, and I'm quoting now, an infinite feeling of perfection that becomes more and more ecstatic and more glorious and perfect. If you took the 1,000 best things that ever happened in your life and multiplied them by a million, you may get close to this feeling, end of quote. In other words, it's roughly equal to the feeling that you got when they canceled Chevy Chase.
Gene Price on Voices Radio.
Good version of a song. Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Crowell, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues. Good song. I think you may have yourself a winner right here.
I got a song for you coming up next from George Jones. I think you'll like it, too. You know, it's been a long American tradition that when the going gets rough, tell it to the Marines. Actually, the saying itself originated in England before there was any United States Marines. Set up in 1775 as organization and officially designated as the United States Marine Corps by an act of Congress in 1798. Marines have been fighting on both land and sea ever since, and as one commandant of the Corps put it, when there aren't any fighting, well, they're working. tied closely to naval operations in early times. It wasn't really until the turn of the 20th century that a long run of the so-called banana wars in Latin America and the Caribbean that Americans took notice of the Marines. The Marines have landed and the situation is well in hand. Now, that very familiar line came from a famous war correspondent of the time, Richard Harding Davis, and it appeared in print so often that it became a Marine trademark in the early 1900s. And for that matter, it still fits very nicely, doesn't it? Listen carefully to this song. This is George Jones. It was never released as a single, never a hit, but every time I play it, a lot of requests. It's titled Radio Lover. Listen to this story about a disc jockey.
He kisses her goodbye and heads for the radio station. Oh, he hates to leave her, but he's got another show to do. He knows she gets lonely, so he lets her know he's thinking about her. And though millions are listening, she knows who he's talking to. Coming to your line like I do every night from the heart of your radio. I play a little sad and I play a lot glad and a few old cheap songs. It's open to everybody out in radio land. Finds a love that's just true as mine. Good night, angel, sleep tight, darling. Close your pretty brown eyes. When the show is over, your radio lover will be home by your side. She's laying in bed as her DJ tells her that he loves her. It would break his heart if he knew she wasn't there alone. She knows when to cheat and when to tell her lover to leave her. She knows they'll be safe just as long as his show goes on. He planned a surprise for the night of their first anniversary. He'd take the show just so he could be home with her. The radio was playing, and as he walked in on her, her lover, he heard himself saying the last words that they ever heard. I'm coming to you live like I do every night from the heart of your radio. I play a little sad. And I feel I was glad and a few old cheap songs. Here's open to everybody out in radio land. Found a love just as true as mine. Good night, angel. Sleep tight, darling. Close your pretty brown eyes. When the show is over, your radio lover will be home by your side.
George Jones, and it's something, the way that thing kind of unravels there. Yeah, he came in the night of their anniversary, heard all this panting and, you know, heavy breathing, and said, is it live or is it Memorex? And, yeah, anyway. Hey, that's going to do it today. This is Gene Price. Thanks a bunch. Have a great day. Take care. Goodbye. God love you. And I will see you folks tomorrow. Bye-bye.